It's Galesburg's Morning News on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
8:15, Galesburg's Morning News. Thanks for being with us here this morning. Well, for a lame duck session, there's a lot of discussion on what is going on in Springfield right now. And joining us to talk a little bit more about it is this morning, our 74th District State Representative, Dan Swanson. Representative Swanson, good morning. How are you today?
Good, good. Thanks, Tom, and good morning to all your listeners. And I got to give you credit, Tom. You told me 8:15, and it is 8:15 on the button. That's something we're not used to doing down here.
Look at that. I did something right for a change. There we have. Mark this down. Well, Dan, thanks so much. Hey, I noticed in your live videos that you've been doing, your live Facebook you've been doing from Springfield, that the beard is gone. What happened?
Well, a little home pressure got
okay.
to me.
All right.
I had a 99% approval rating and 1% disapproval and 1% won.
That happens sometimes. That does happen. All right.
Yeah.
Well, Dan, here we are, the lame duck session, and I just mentioned to Tyler prior to the news that I love the lame duck deep fried. It's one of my favorite kinds of duck. But but this is a situation where there's a lot going on. And is it a case where the governor or part of the legislature thought maybe they could sneak some stuff through and you know, nobody's going to notice? Or is it just you guys kind of knew as legislators that this was going to happen and there was going to be some discussion?
When they're throwing all these bills at us at one time with several inside bills to it, it makes for some pretty muddy waters. So, you know, and of course with the lame duck specifically means there's some current legislators, still members of the 101st, who will no longer be part of the 102nd due to defeat at their election or possibly retiring and moving on. So they have no constituents back home to hold their feet to the fire.
Is there any change in the numbers as either party gains seats this time around or is going to gain seats this time around?
We're going to pick up a seat.
Just one. Okay. All right. State Representative Dan Swanson represents our 74th district here in Springfield. All right. Well, one of the big things that's been discussed a lot over the last few days is it was House Bill 163. That has changed now. It's House Bill 3653, and it is on police reform. And my goodness, there has been a lot of talk about this, and a lot of people, including you, that have issues with many, many things in the bill. Of course, many in law enforcement, understandably. And even we had a chance to chat. I know our news department chatted, and we got a chance to chat with our new state's attorney, Jeremy Carlin, yesterday. And there is a lot of things in that bill that's like, you know, do we want to have police or not? It almost sounds in that bill like, yeah, no, we don't want to have anybody policing us.
Right, and you know, we look at it's it really affects our police officers and the law enforcement people. But as Jeremy, I'm sure, talked about too, it does bleed over into the state's attorney's office and even into our judicial system and some of those changes. And you know, it is a very sad time when we talk about defunding the police when in fact we should be defending the police.
Absolutely. So, where are we at? As has this actually come up for a vote, or is it still in discussion? Where are we at with this particular bill?
It's still in the Senate. As you mentioned, it was changed from 163, which had a couple amendments, now to HB 3653 with one amendment. And it's still in the Senate being debated there, and we expect it over here in the House anytime today. You know, the 101st General Assembly ends at noon tomorrow, so we've got today and through noon tomorrow to take action on this piece of legislation along with a few others.
And if that doesn't happen, would it have to be a brand new bill introduced to the new legislation?
Yes, it would have to be reintroduced as new legislation. And at that time, it would go through committees. Because it's on a third reading, I don't want to get too technical here, but because it's on a third reading in the Senate, doesn't necessarily have to go through committee. It can just come up for vote in the Senate, then it would come over to the House for concurrent votes.
Are any of the amendments that have been added, are any of those significant at all?
Well, there was discussion, and I haven't had a chance to look today, but one of the discussions was to decriminalize heroin and methamphetamines, and whether that's on the amendment to this or possibly the Attorney General's legislation. I haven't been able to identify that yet, but it was something that was talked about to decriminalize meth and heroin.
Wow. Oh, I can't imagine that world. We were just discussing a movie that we've, Tyler and I have both watched recently that it's kind of deals with meth, and it's like, that would not be a pretty world at all. My goodness. All right. Well, State Representative Dan Swanson joining us here this morning. There are just so many things in that bill that, hopefully it'll get pushed on. And then, like you said, it'll go in committees first, and there will be a lot of discussion on that. Let's talk about some of the other things. You mentioned a little bit the election of the House Speaker. Of course, Mike Madigan has held his position in the in government in Illinois longer than any other legislator in the country's history, and he's been in that position of power for a long, long, long time. And so his move to kind of take himself out of the ballot, it's kind of a political move. He wasn't taking himself out of the running completely. Kind of explain how that works.
Correct. He's pulled his name as a candidate for the speaker, just suspended it. I guess he didn't actually pull it. He's in suspended his campaign for the speaker. I think he's trying to let the dust settle with his caucus so that they can try and build some unity to ensure he gets the 60 votes. Of course, there's been three other members who have come out in opposition. Representative Kifwood came out early of the race back in the summer. Most recently, Kathleen Willis came out as a candidate, then also Ann Williams. Since they announced, Kathleen Willis has removed herself, and Ann Williams was the second place recipient of votes. I believe she had 19 votes compared to Speaker Madigan's 51 votes within their caucus, and Stephanie Kifowitz had three, and then there was one who did not vote.
And so they were all Democrats running against him then?
Correct. That's, each party puts up their candidate. And we have our candidate already, current leader, Jim Durkin, the minority spokesperson, minority leader, and then they'll have their candidate. And
So it's more of a political move, and he's hoping that they will band together, or probably not even hoping. He's probably just expecting it to happen, realizing, do you know who I am and what I can do to you? I just have a feeling that's kind of the way it's been. And that's the one thing I've never understood. As much as people here in the state of Illinois complain about him, it's not so much that he's getting voted in. We've had that discussion before, but it's those people in districts voting for people who will still vote for him as speaker. That's the problem I have, that they keep putting those people in that will vote for him as the speaker and let him continue. I would almost be to the point now that if I was in one of those districts, like, okay, I don't even care what you stand for. Are you going to vote for him for speaker or not? That's all I want to know. If it's a no, you got my vote. I mean, that's what I don't understand. It's like, you can't very well complain about it when you're voting for people who are still going to vote for him for speaker of the House.
Right, and there's a candidate who defeated one of our Republican longtime members, and her platform was she would not vote for Speaker. Well, in the caucus, I understand she voted for Speaker Madigan, so she may have some need to provide some answers to her constituents if she votes for him tomorrow. And tomorrow actually marks his 40th anniversary of serving as Speaker.
Wow, that's actually kind of sad, really.
Right, so. You know, we're trying to get some answers on the rules, the parliamentarian part of this. If at noon tomorrow we do not have a speaker identified, and because noon is when it ends and the first vote we take would be shortly thereafter, what are the next rules going to be on how we continue moving forward until we do actually elect a speaker? Because it's unclear in the rules of what's next. So Leader Durkin has requested several times to explain the rules of how we'll be operating after the inauguration and if a speaker is not elected. Who will decide when the next assembly meets to take votes on the next speaker? How long do we wait? You know, things like that. It's a very gray area, and just trying to get some answers.
Well, I guess target was 74th District State Representative Dan Swanson. I guess the important thing that people need to understand, well, what's so important about that position? Well, that's the position that decides what bills are even going to get discussed or voted on.
Exactly. They decide the calendar, decide the committees, decide what bills go through executive committee, and what bills come out of executive committee. And the executive committee is a five-person committee, three majority party members and two minority party members. So there's the power to determine which bills go forward for hearing. You know, we hear from our constituents, well, get that bill out there, make it go, do this, do that. Well, if it doesn't make it through executive committee, you know, there's no chance it's ever going to come up to the House floor. So, you know, we have to work through even getting things through the executive committee.
74th District State Representative Dan Swanson joining us here this morning. So was it yesterday you were sitting in on a jury for, was this like, it was, I guess, a civil trial, and this had to do with the COVID-19 problem that happened at the veterans' homes here in the state of Illinois, and I guess in some ways something good may have come of that yesterday.
Right. I was fortunate enough, December 10th, I believe it was, I went to Chicago as a member of the House Veterans Committee, and we had a subject matter, somewhat of an investigation into the death at LaSalle Veterans Home. At that time, I believe there were 33 deaths at LaSalle, trying to get down to the truth of what happened and what we need to do to fix the problem. As a result of that, the Judiciary Committee had called a civil committee hearing or an investigation. And because of my background up at Chicago, I was given the opportunity to sub in. One of the other members elected not to participate, and they allowed me to sub in. And through a lot of line of questionings and a lot of stonewalling, without getting any answers to our questions, at the end of that committee hearing and about an hour or two later, the director, Linda Chapavia, who's a good friend of mine, actually resigned from the director, and now a two-star general from the Illinois National Guard has been put in as the Illinois director for the VA.
Well, I guess the unfortunate thing is you still really don't know exactly what happened, what procedures may or may not have been violated, so you don't have answers to be able to correct those problems, but you hope with somebody new in the position that they'll be able to figure it out and get the right procedures in place.
Right. Back in November, Director Chapavia did let the administrator of the LaSalle Veterans Home, she was let go, and so was the nurse, the head nurse. So two positions were vacated up there. People were put back in. The director, the administrator now at LaSalle Veterans Home is a Marine, retired Marine, and hoped that some of his leadership skills from his military experience will help with the direction and provide guidance to the veterans home and correct some of those deficiencies. But, you know, it's still an ongoing investigation by the Illinois Department of Human Services. Their inspector general is doing an internal investigation there also. So more to follow. It's just unfortunate now we're up to 37 deaths at the LaSalle Veterans Home.
Wow. Yeah. And that, and you as a, and it doesn't matter former military or not, but you as a former military as well, that's got to really bother you that those people who served their country were not taken care of as they should have been.
Right. Entrusted to the state of Illinois, entrusted to, the director, entrusted to Governor Pritzker to take care of them in their homes. These are state managed homes, not independent private homes, but these are state managed homes.
74th District State Representative Dan Swanson joining us here this morning. And Representative Swanson, anything else going on that we need to know about during the rest of this lame duck session, what's coming up today or coming up when the new session starts? Anything in particular you're working on, perhaps?
Well, 9 o'clock this morning here at the Bank of Springfield, I have a mental health committee hearing, so we'll see what's going on there. Normally you conduct a hearing prior to some legislation, so we'll get some legislation possibly moving forward on some mental health. Several other pieces of legislation in the pillars that were identified by the Black Caucus. Another real major piece of legislation coming up is our own Attorney General will be introducing or has introduced House Bill, I believe it's 842, which has a way of certifying or licensing police officers. And that's going to be drawing a lot of attention from our blue forces also in how the way they're going to be licensed and how the training is going to change and some of those aspects of their job. So still more to follow. And like I said, tomorrow at noon, we'll move into the 102nd General Assembly, and all this will be new legislation moving forward at that time.
Do you anticipate the House Bill 3653 that, you know, passing in the Senate and coming to the House, or are you not sure where we're at with it at this point?
It's got momentum. Mm-hmm. With legislation, we passed two pillars yesterday that, gosh, you wouldn't have thought they'd have made it through, the education workforce development and then economic access, equity, and opportunity pillar. Good piece of legislation in bits and pieces, but when you throw all this together, it just doesn't come out very well. So, yeah, there's at least three more bills that are going to be coming up. The House Bill 5548 by Representative Lilly, which is going to change our healthcare system, and especially going to affect our rural hospitals, and the Medicaid monies will be moving more from our areas up to like Chicagoland area. And then, of course, House Bill 3653, we'll be getting that today, and most likely the Attorney General's bill, along with several other pieces of legislation that will be coming at us. So, we're going to be here another long time today. I think it was 11:30 and 11:45, and I did my Facebook thing last night and back here today to do some more business.
Yeah, I know you have to run real quick. One more thing I forgot to ask you about, sure. Representative Dan Swanson. There's been some headlines out there, the governor wanting a $500 million tax hike on Illinois small businesses, which he is in the process of killing, but yet apparently so he's wanting to take an offset from the CARES Act and wanting to take that back from small businesses. Is that kind of what's going on? Or
kind of what's going on, and that goes back, I believe it was 2 years ago, when we worked with the governor very closely and developed some pro-business packages that was a trade-off for some votes that Republicans were put on. And now, 2 years later, he's pulling the rug out from underneath our small businesses and pulling the rug out of the minority party here who put that piece of legislation together in exchange for some votes. So it hit pretty hard when we started to have a discussion, started hearing about this, that, you know, it's our small businesses that are suffering so much right now, and we're, the trying to defend, and now they're going to get the rug pulled out of them on some of the taxes.
Wow.
Yeah, so
that is
unfortunate.
Yeah, that is not a good thing. Yeah, with the way a lot of them are suffering right now, and then to have that attitude, it's like, hey, let's just say, hey, why don't we just kick all small businesses out of the state of Illinois? That's almost what seems like what we're trying to do. My goodness.
Right, right. And along with the small businesses, I don't know if yesterday maybe or day, yeah, it might have been yesterday. I've been getting a lot of calls from parents and coaches and other individuals about, sports moving forward. So I'd reached out to Craig Anderson, the executive director at IHSA, and he told me that he had previously had a meeting, I believe it was Wednesday night. I talked with him Thursday. IDPH had actually reached out to him. And when I was driving down here Saturday morning, the head football coach at New Trier High School called a friend of mine, and we had a long discussion about getting kids back into sports and the mental health aspect of it. So yesterday I did a point of personal privilege asking the Illinois Department of Public Health to continue those conversations. Let's open up sports for our kids within Illinois. Because, we see cars parked around the Bettendorf, Davenport area,
right,
at the different sporting arenas, and a lot of Illinois plates there, so parents are taking their kids over to Iowa, and then the kids are going to school in Illinois that following Monday. So, and things are working.
Yeah, and of course they're playing in Iowa and Wisconsin, Indiana, as far as we know, they're really not having any problems.
Exactly. So, it's time that the kids are staying healthy. It says old
right.
people are getting sick. So,
right. Right. Yep.
So let's think of their mental health too, and help them out and get them into some sports. At least give them some contact time with the coaches, so that the coaches can talk to them too about the mental health issues that they're facing. It's it's unfortunate we have young people going through things like this, but there again, so are our small businesses. And you know, we've said a lot about our small businesses, and just want to be a voice for our schools.
Absolutely. 74th District State Representative Dan Swanson joining us here this morning. Representative Swanson, thank you, as always, for your time. Really appreciate it, and best of luck with your wrapping-up session today and heading into the new house, I guess.
Well, I appreciate you reaching out, Tom. Always a pleasure talking to you. And once again, I want to thank all the members and the constituents of the 74th District for putting faith in me and sending me here to Springfield. And for that, I'm deeply honored.
Representative Swanson, thank you so much.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You too. Thanks.
Sunshine out there.
Yes, finally. Get rid of some of this ice. All right. Thanks. Absolutely. Again, Dan.